The stock market has been booming lately. After the Dow crossed 20,000 for the first time in January, it kept surging. It's been above 21,000 this week. NPR's Chris Arnold looks at what's going on and what it means for your retirement account.
Rashid Irani works for a helicopter manufacturing company in Torrance, California. And like many Americans, he's been paying more attention to the stock market lately.
I was speaking with my wife, and we were both obviously happy that the market is going up. And she said, I'm so glad that our 401k is doing much better now that Trump is the president. She thought that it was because of Trump, but I think I was able to convince her that it is not.
Actually, many investors do seem to be enthusiastic about Trump's pledges to cut taxes and regulations and build infrastructure. But beyond the debate over why the market is up, other people are wondering, do they own enough stocks? Or maybe they own too many stocks, and what happens next? To get some answers, we called up Burt Malkiel. He's an economist and an author of a classic book on investing called A Random Walk Down Wall Street. He's also the head of investments for the robo-advisor Wealthfront. Malkiel says he's getting
a lot of questions about the market, and what I tell people is nobody, and I mean nobody, is able to tell you whether the market is too high or too low.
Well, that doesn't sound very helpful, but Malkiel says you don't need to know where the market's headed next.
Let me tell you the one thing that I am absolutely 100% sure of, and that is the lower the fee I pay to the purveyor of an investment service, the more there is going to be for me.
Pay the lowest fees possible. Malkiel says that's crucial. He says you also want to have the right mix of stocks and bonds and real estate funds. Robo-advisors like his can set that up for you at a very low cost. But he says you do not want to play the game of paying brokers or mutual fund managers a lot more than that to try to pick a bunch of stocks that'll be winners.
This was something Warren Buffett stressed in his annual letter to shareholders.
That came out just this past weekend, and Buffett wrote about a $1 million bet he made with a hedge fund manager 9 years ago. Buffett bet that a simple low-fee index fund that just blindly owned 500 major U.S. companies, that over a decade, that would beat any group of hedge funds that the person betting against him would choose. The hedge fund manager who took the bet is losing. Big time. Buffett's simple index fund has gained nearly four times as much value as the group of hedge funds.
That just seemed like a colossally huge difference.
That's absolutely right. And the fees border on the obscene.
So there are good ways to invest online at very low cost, but some people still want a human being to talk to about investing and financial planning, and that can get risky.
Just because a person calls himself or herself a financial advisor, they may be nothing more than a salesperson.
That's Kevin Keller, the head of the CFP board, which represents certified financial planners. He says many advisors get commissions to steer you into bad investments with big fees.
That's why it's so important to select an advisor that's going to work in your best interest.
The Obama administration had put a rule in place that would require just that, but the Trump administration has now moved to delay it and might kill it. So for now, Keller says what you should do is ask your advisor if he or she is acting in your best interest at all times and get it in writing. Chris Arnold, NPR News.